You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. America's farmers are dying, but it's not just because they're aging. In 1978, the average age of the American farmer was 50. Today, it's around 58. But there's another even more troubling issue facing those who grow our food, farmers taking their own lives. While the numbers are in some ways hard to quantify, a new cover story in Newsweek is raising the issue of suicide on the farm to the national level. Joining us now is Max Kuttner. He is the author of Death on the Farm. Max, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Max, how did this issue first come to your attention?
So I was an undergraduate at Vassar College in upstate New York in 2010 when I first learned the story of Dean Pearson, who's the main farmer that I speak about. He killed around 51 of his cows before taking his own life back a few years ago. So that's an image that always sticks with you. And back a couple of months ago, when I set out to write this article, first I had to see if it was just this one tragic incident or if it was part of a larger trend. And once I saw that, not only is it an national trend, but it's also an international trend, I knew there was a big story there.
What do you think are the common threads that some of these stories all share? You document a number of them in your piece in Newsweek. All over the world, you're seeing the same sort of thing in China, in France, here in the U.S. Very disparate circumstances. Are there any connections?
There's a lot of different things that come together in different combinations. So in the U.S., we see, obviously, the financial struggles. If you look at the numbers of farmer suicides in the areas where they're killing themselves, you'll see that they're on par with what's going on in those industries. So the main farmer I speak about, Dean Pearson, was a dairy farmer, and dairy farmers were struggling in 2008, 2009, and 2010, which is when he killed himself. We also had pork industry troubles in the late 90s, and, of course, the farm crisis in the mid-80s. So the financial reasons certainly come into play. You also have social reasons. Farmers are very proud people, and they're often quiet people and reticent, and they're less likely to seek help than others. They spend all day tolling away. It's hard, manual labor. Sometimes they're doing it alone. Lack of resources in mental health resources in rural communities. We see a lot of these coming together. There's also some interesting reasons that are still need some more research, like the pesticides issue. Some researchers in the past couple of years have linked pesticide use to causing depression. And a lot of farmers have said, well, that's why they're killing themselves. So we see all these issues coming together, but we have to also keep in mind that every person is different and that we need to look at each individual case.
One of the challenges in reporting on an issue like suicide, especially in a context of looking at occupational and demographic issues, is it can be hard to sometimes find numbers. How did you go about that? And I understand that you did find that the rate of suicide among farmers is greater than the rest of the U.S. population.
Yeah, so talking about suicide with people, there's always going to be a stigma about that. And just 2 days ago, Newsweek posted a short follow-up article that I wrote about better understanding what's going on here. That's on their website. And there I go into it a little bit about how the numbers are hard to determine because not everyone who's out farming calls themselves a farmer. And some suicides do get mislabeled, misreported as hunting accidents or tractor accidents or not reported altogether. But speaking with suicide prevention advocates for the agricultural communities, they pointed me to different studies over the past 10, 15 years, and that's where they get this main number that American male farmers are killing themselves twice as often as male non-farmers in America. But those numbers are likely to be underreported. The numbers in other countries are way higher, and those are a little bit more concrete. Like in India, the number is 270,000 farmers since 1995. That's one every 30 minutes. In France, the number is one every 2 days. So these numbers are up all over the world.
In your piece, there's a point where you talk to one individual and they say they didn't really know that this was a problem, but when they thought about it, you know what, I do know a farmer who took his life. And that's something that we hear here in Central California as well, many times an anecdote. Is it something that people just don't want to think about? Do you think the stigma behind suicide has let this phenomena of farmers taking their lives go underreported from a media sense as well?
Well, I'll speak to the media sense in just a moment, but farmers certainly, again, they're such proud individuals that they really don't want to talk about the struggles in their communities, and I don't think we could blame them for that. And so, yes, I'd be speaking to all these farmers, and they'd say, you know what, I never heard of this trend, but come to think of it, I know three of my buddies who have killed themselves in recent years, and that came up more than a couple of times. Now, in terms of the media reporting on it, I think media does tend to shy away from suicide stories because there's this fear of copycat suicides. And it's not just a fear, it's a big problem. But there's a way to cover suicides more effectively so that you're not encouraging others to do what you're talking about, this horrible thing. And so I was very conscious of that, and I consulted different guides out there by the World Health Organization and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
This also brings up the issue of mental health in rural America. In many cases, farmers are living in rural communities that don't have the access to the type of mental health resources that we would find in the big cities. There is recently a study that looked at mental health in California counties and, not surprisingly, found that this is a larger concern in areas that don't have access to those types of services. Do you think this paints also a larger picture of mental health in rural communities and on the farm?
Oh, absolutely. You know, not everyone in rural communities obviously is in farming, and also some farmers aren't in rural communities.
Yeah.
But this article certainly focuses on the rural aspects. A lot of these studies with which I consulted not only discussed farmers, but also people in rural communities as general. There's less resources, and that's a big problem.
So what can be done? Let's turn the discussion to forward-looking. You mentioned you talked to one organization, FarmNet. They aren't a suicide prevention hotline, but they've taken a number of calls from farmers who are in desperate situations. Is there an effort perhaps afoot to develop some sort of response plan or extra tools and reaching out to farmers who are facing these problems?
There are, but they're going through their own challenges. I write about Sowing the Seeds of Hope, which was a Midwestern farm crisis hotline. It started in the late 90s. It went until around 2010. And they were getting thousands of calls, some of which were just for a little bit of assistance. Some were suicide calls. But they ran out of funding. They had been running on private grants as well as government funding, and that ran out shortly after the recession. So now, yes, we have New York FarmNet, which is based out of Cornell University, and similar programs called FarmLink. I believe Vermont has an effective one. And some of them are going strong. Others need more support from the government. Well, a lot of suicide prevention advocates had hoped that there'd be something about mental health for farmers written into the new farm bill, which was long awaited and just came out this year. Unfortunately, nothing of the sort was written into those. So I think a lot of these hotlines, some of which started back in the 80s during the farm crisis and have continued today, like New York FarmNet, are going to be struggling in years to come.
If you just joined us on Valley Edition today, our guest is Max Kuntner. He is the author of a cover story in Newsweek magazine called Death on the Farm that exposes the significant problems dealing with suicide amongst America's farmers. And it's an issue that certainly hits close to home in Central California. We've seen similar stories, specifically in the dairy industry, of folks here in Central California who have taken their own lives. I'd be interested, though, do we have any information or any data? Does this transfer from farm owners to those who work on the farm, farm workers, maybe those who are migrant workers or others who are working in the fields? Do we see similar numbers there? Have you seen anything along those lines amongst those who aren't necessarily farm owners?
I'm glad you brought that up, Joe. And farm workers, and especially the migrant worker issue, is huge right now. I think it's rather new, and so as is anything in talking about farmer suicide. And so those numbers, to my knowledge, don't exist. I hope and I think that we'll see them in the coming years. But I think a lot of these things would hold true. Yes, being a farm owner and the generational issues and wanting to save the family farm is very significant. But still, being out there working with pesticides, if that turns out to be linked to depression, which researchers believe it is, being in rural communities without the same mental health resources that urban communities have, those would certainly apply to farm workers, not just farm owners.
Leonard Freeborn told you something very interesting, and I want to read this quote for our listeners. Farming is not the beautiful thing people in the city think it is, with beautiful cows running around and you're making lots of money. Farming is a tough damn business. And he's a consultant to FarmNet talking about the situation here. Do you think this can maybe change the way people think about the challenges facing America's farmers and advance people's understanding of some of the issues out there facing agriculture today?
Well, it's tough because on one hand, yes, it's not this beautiful thing with the red barn. It's not necessarily that beautiful thing, the red barn, the smiling cows. But at the same time, it's not all factory farms. It's not all these animal cruelty videos that we see. It's somewhere in the middle where there can certainly be happy farms, and I was on many of them. But farmers are facing very real struggles, and it's not always as heavy as farmer suicide, but certainly, especially dairy farmers, since the recession a few years ago, are facing some very real struggles. And people in urban communities like me grew up outside of New York City, and I live in New York City now. It's important to get out there and see where our food comes from and who's making it.
Again, we've been talking with Max Kuttner, the author of Death on the Farm. It's a new cover story in Newsweek magazine. You can find it online at newsweek.com and on newsstands as Newsweek has returned to the printed page. Max's story profiles the epidemic of suicides among America's farmers. Max, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.